At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I count a 5:08. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. We do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Medical gaslighting is something that can affect patients for years to come, according to research.
Thank you, research.
Hey, what do you know? When your doctor just tells you, don't worry, you're fine, and you're actually not fine?
Yeah.
Spells issues down the line.
Come on.
Could lead to long-ass surgeries.
So they did research to figure that out.
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, I feel like that's something that's coming up more and more, and unfortunately, it's a kind of an eggshell ground that you got to walk on there, because you go to the doctor for a reason. They have medical expertise, and you need to listen to their medical expertise because they went through the schooling and they know what's going on. However, medical gaslighting is very much a reality.
Yep. Sure.
So on what level is your pursuits finding what's actually wrong with you? And on what level is it just, I want somebody to confirm what I believe is wrong about myself?
Correct. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
True. Sure.
So I don't want to mince words on there, and I don't want to say the wrong thing on that deal. But it's like there's a little bit of both on there. So
there is. I mean, well, once when pharmaceuticals could start advertising on TV, which happened what, late 80s, early 90s, I guess it was. That's when everyone started self-diagnosing.
Absolutely.
Because before you just went to the doctor, they said what they said. They could have been right or wrong, but you believe them. Now you go in and tell them, "Hey, man, I have so and so syndrome." They're like, well, we don't know that.
Ask your doctor.
But the commercial said, like, right, because they're selling something. Let's do some tests.
Exactly.
Well, I think people sometimes, too, like, it helps if you like your doctor. And, like, I don't know how to explain it. I think we've all had, like, there's some doctors you don't get along with. Some you do. Like, I really like my GP now.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also, like, you know, I got arthritis in my shoulder, right? So she was like, here are the options. I was like, all right, I don't want to start taking shots because I don't want to just have a surgery on it.
Yeah.
Right.
She was like, all right, well, here. We'll go to physical therapy. So sometimes I think people, you speak up for yourself, too.
Yeah, be your own advocate.
Unfortunately, in America, that's the answer to everything, right?
Right.
Shots and surgery.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's a strange road in Scotland where cars appear to defy gravity and roll uphill.
I read about that. Did you read why?
No.
Because it's actually going downhill. But the way the landscape is around the road, the way your eyes perceive it is that the road's going uphill. But it actually is not. So it's just kind of an optical illusion. But like people, tourists go there apparently. It's kind of, I would put their car in neutral and watch this thing. As you perceive it, it is rolling uphill. No one could figure it out until someone said, well, because it's going downhill.
Gotcha.
But when you look at it, right, just visually, the way the landscape is, it looks like it's going uphill. It's actually going downhill.
That's weird.
And that's why, right, that's the whole thing. They said, look, we get it. If you just take it with your eyes, it looks like you're rolling uphill, but they did all their measurements, and they're like, no, it's a slight slope.
Gotcha. Okay. Spirit Airlines is now offering an extra legroom option and a revamped rewards program.
What is that? Just throw your feet up on the armrest in front of you? Yeah, we don't care.
I
mean, what are these planes that have the extra legroom?
Right.
You know, most of them, they're pretty built. They stuff as many people in there as they can, and I get it.
Are you doing the same thing that, you know, the other major airlines have done? Like, get more legroom in economy class or business class, whichever one. It's like, technically, yes. I still feel like a sardine in here.
Like, you've told me this, but.
I mean, there is a little more room in business class.
Yeah.
And if you get free drinks with it, I'm cool. I think it's crazy that they charge extra now for the aisle row.
Oh, no.
What?
Or not for the aisle row, for the exit row.
Oh.
Right.
It's like, well.
Because you got more room.
You do, but like also those people might have to do something.
About to say, I'm on the job.
Yeah.
Look, if you're a flight attendant, be honest, right? So I understand if, hey, can you speak English? And they say yes, yes or no. Do you honestly trust that person?
No.
Sitting in the, because look, man, if I can get the exit row, I will, just for the extra leg room. I'm tall.
Right.
And they'll ask me, hey, can you follow these commands? Yeah. Now, look, in the event that the plane crashes or we have an emergency, I don't know how I'm going to respond, but I doubt that it's going to be calm.
Correct.
You know, and I keep asking you for more Jack and Cokes. I mean, at some point, you have to think to yourself, man.
This way down the slide.
This guy is not going to help. Because every time I get on a plane and I see someone, I'll see the flight attendant kind of acknowledge them, and they respond, and I start sizing that person up like, that dude ain't helping anybody.
I've seen him move somebody, and that like
no kidding.
The guy he wasn't like hammered, but she was very nice about it. And she was like, "I'll put you in business class. So you still have a leg room, but like I think you're a little intoxicated. I can't have you in this row."
Wow. Because I was about to say, like, the people that I always see in the exit rows, if I'm ever anywhere close to it, the people that I see in there are, like, comically unqualified.
That's what I mean.
To help me out of a plane.
It's like, you know, I know an 80-year-old
lady. I know I'm getting tagged in as I'm going by.
Like, so we're going to have to do it, or so there's no chance that person
does. No way. And honestly, to be fair, what do they expect them to do? Everybody, you know, because they point out where the exit signs are. Uh-huh. Like, are you available to assist in an emergency? Like what? Show them the door? That's right here.
That's why I'm like, do you need to speak English? I think in the event that the plane goes down, we have not safely landed, but
right,
we're on the ground. We need to open this door because I don't know, the plane's on fire, smoke. They'll figure it out.
Right.
Trust me. I don't care what language you speak. If that's a door and there's something going on in the plane, they're going to open the door.
And at that point, people are going to be vocal. If I get out the door.
Open the damn door.
Right. If I get out the door and the person behind me struggling, like, hey, can you help me out for a second? Like, okay, I'm going to stop for a second and help them out.
Maybe. Like, what's your situation, man?
Do they want him to jump off the wing onto the ground and catch people as they fall out of the doggone wing?
Right.
Come on now. There's a new app for your smartphone that can detect anemia by looking at a photo of your nails.
Huh. What's anemia?
I don't
know. Thin blood, basically, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
So like if you're anemic, a lot of anemic, they get cold easier and all this kind of thing, right?
Oh.
So like a bitch.
Oh. Stop being a little bitch, man. You're not cold.
I could tell by your nails you need a jacket.
Yeah.
That'll start messing with you. Let's see your nail. Candy ass.
Oh, you want a little sweater? Maybe some cocoa for your hands?
Are we chilly?
Dude, I clicked on one of those stories like what your nail health could tell you about you.
Yeah.
And I get my algorithm's just bombarding me with nail stuff now.
Oh, no. Oh yeah. Need this little file here.
I don't know. It's freaks me out. I don't even want to look at them anymore.
I'm always afraid to look at them because I was told in school that there was a certain way that you had to look at them.
Well, look at your nails now.
I ain't doing it, man. I ain't doing it.
I mean, it's not real, and it's stupid.
I know. Stupid school stuff. A new study found that bodybuilders are 14 times more likely to die of sudden cardiac arrest.
Yes.
Well.
And they do.
Yes.
They do.
They do.
Their bodies are under.
Yeah, they're a bodybuilder.
Right, immense amounts of stress, whether you believe it or not. We're not supposed to be that big.
Thank you for doing another study.
Right.
Well, I think sometimes, too, it depends, you know. Some guys, too, if you're taking stuff and everything, that's going to be hard. If you're taking gear, that's going to be very hard on your heart.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sodium levels that are now deemed normal are linked to health problems.
Jesus.
That doesn't mean they're not normal. It just means they're bad.
Correct.
I find it amazing in this country that, like, if you have too much sodium in your diet or high blood pressure, right? Like, I just, for years, you just assume, don't use salt at home. And it's like, hey, dude, it's not the amount of table salt.
Right.
It's the stuff you're eating.
It's in the food.
Yeah. Yep.
Exactly.
Right? Pardon. What's that, in the 70s or 80s? Everything got rid of fat, and they just pumped everything. It's like, now it's fat-free and low-calorie. It's like, but it's full of sugar and salt.
Right.
That's why we got diabetes everywhere.
Was it Olestra? Was that like the fat substitute?
That was for the chips. Yeah,
they
that everybody had the runs.
Chips. Yeah, and basically, they found out later, oh, hey, man, turns out you had a normal bag of Lay's potato chips, a little fun size, whatever.
Yeah.
You're going to S your pants.
Yeah.
And it's pretty much nothing new. We're going to go ahead and put fat back in there.
The Chicago Sun seems to have stuck their foot in the mud there, Miles.
How'd they do that?
Tell you all about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50. In the meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Real quick, someone here on the text line says, you know, they speak of you guys on The Wolf in the mornings.
Damn right.
Well, thank you.
Oh.
Just let them know.
Stop! Unless you can tell Mike and I who's playing the goddamn
right.
show.
I know. Keep my name out your mouth, Gabe.
I know. Do you really know?
I'm not telling you. It's a secret.
I will punch you.
It's a secret show.
I am serious.
You care too?
Yes.
I know Mike's been losing his mind for like 3 weeks, and they keep taunting him.
Do you know who it is
I
yet?
I know! Put me on the damn videos!
That's fine. There'll be something they want to come to.
Yeah. Can't do it.
But
sorry.
They already know what it is.
It's a secret.
They can know. They just ain't getting in.
There you go.
It's called a secret show.
Captain Ron has a doggone rock tattoo on his arm, and he won't.
That is
a good point.
I thought he was my brother, and he betrayed me.
He is. He's just a brother that doesn't like you enough to share secrets.
Why do you know, Montgomery?
Huh?
Then why do you know?
Because I just want to make you guys mad.
Mm-hmm.
Just for that reason.
Right.
Today we toast CBS 6 news anchor Olivia Jackwith of Schenectady, New York. Now, Olivia is one of the co-anchors.
She's an ogre!
She's one of the co-anchors of the ridiculously early morning news. Now, you know the ones that start like 4 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, she showed up for a shift, and then this happened.
We do have some breaking news this morning. Literally. Yes. Olivia's water has...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Broke.
That's right.
And she is anchoring the news now in active labor.
Early labor.
We've been doing the contract. She's now, you know, timing her contractions.
We'll see. I'm going to pay attention.
What, 2 minutes apart?
No. There was one, but it's been a few minutes since then, so we're still in good shape.
Her decision to stay on the desk, by the way.
Look at what it says. Days past due date.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, I know. So,
happy to be here, and I'll stay on the desk for as long as I possibly can.
Okay, she was a kid. Miss Brown finished the entire broadcast. Her water broke. That was the beginning of the newscast, by the way.
All right.
This wasn't like in the middle. Like, her water broke right before they went on the air. This is her first kid. And like Mike pointed out.
That's it.
When you have your first kid, you go into panic mode when your water breaks. If this were a second or third kid, I'd get it. And keep in mind, it's not like the movies traditionally. In the movies, the water breaks, kids are in 5 minutes. I was telling Mike, when my wife's water broke in our first kid, because again, we've had 9 months to think we're going to be awful parents, and it's about 1:30 in the morning. She's like, my water broke. Like, bro, we were out of bed in a heartbeat, raced to the hospital. Okay, my daughter was born 6 o'clock in the evening the next day.
Yeah.
But with But again, with the first kid, the water breaks, you go into panic. When the water broke with the second kid, I believe I was at work, and I got a text from a buddy of ours that said, hey, man, call your wife, seriously. Her water broke. I'm like, all right.
Yeah, but the thing is, second child falls out. First child, you got time.
But you don't know that.
Yeah.
Apparently, she did, though. Yeah, her first kid.
I think it's hindsight, but yes.
And again, she's having contractions, but this woman finished the broadcast. I'm like, hey, man, kudos to you for that, because I'd have been in a freaking panic. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze, because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds! Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.